When Bernie Krause moved to Sonoma County in 1993 and settled into Glen Ellen, he quickly found a favorite nearby place to savor nature in quiet solitude.
My favorite spot ended up being Sugarloaf State Park because on early spring mornings, it's extremely quiet there and there's nobody around. And I could record maybe for an hour and a half without hearing any other human noise.
But his recordings of the birds and insects, wind and water in that specific place began to register sharp changes in recent years.
The climate is changing, and that is expressed through what I call the biophony, the natural soundscape, the collective sound that all organisms make in a given landscape. And by comparing the data that I've recorded over the years, it's clear that this habitat is changing radically.
The situation was at its worst in the past couple of years, he says, clearly compounded by the extended severe drought.
By 2015, at the peak of the drought, there was absolutely no birdsong at all. It was the first silent spring I've ever experienced. It isn't that there weren't birds there. All the birds that I would normally see were there. I could see them. They just weren't singing. There was no water.
But even after the rains of the past winter, Krause says, the reduction in biodiversity remained profoundly audible when he returned last spring.
Although there were some vocalizations, it wasn't anything near baseline recordings that we did, say, in 2004, when it was very active, or 2009, when it was still pretty active. It's nothing like that now. Part of that was due probably to global warming, because spring was occurring a little earlier each year. It's now 2 weeks earlier than it was when I began. And that had the consequence of different birds inhabiting that space, particularly in the springtime, and the different density and diversity resulted in a different soundscape.
Krause will share and compare some of his Sugarloaf recordings in a presentation to benefit the Sonoma Ecology Center tonight. It's called Voices of the Natural World, and it will also include some of the audio he has captured in remote locations all over the planet. Further evidence, he says, of the inexorable thinning of fauna diversity just about everywhere.
There's a lot of devastation in rainforests of Indonesia and Borneo, for instance, where most of those habitats are being changed out into palm oil, which are monocultures and very destructive all around. But also we see that happening in rainforests of Brazil. It's universal.
In counterpoint to this grim trend, Krause has been cheered this year by a new project that has built upon his unique book, The Great Animal Orchestra. It's an international collaboration with and initiated by the Cartier Foundation and Museum in Paris.
For the last 18 months or so, until the exhibit went up at the end of June, I've been working on this exhibit with them, and I have to tell you, it's one of the most extraordinary experiences I've ever had, combining science and the humanities in ways that it's never been done before. I can't imagine anybody doing that here in this country. But in Europe, they really understand these issues, not only what I'm doing with soundscape ecology, but also what it is in terms of global warming and how this work informs all of these issues.
That installation, which is unlikely to ever be replicated anywhere else, will continue through January 8th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.